Hello and welcome to Vanguard Audiobooks. Today we are going to do, in this session, Chapter 3 of The Murder of Little Mary Fagan by Mary Fagan, Mary Fagan Keene. And remember, this was the famous case from just about exactly 100 years ago that resulted in the creation of the ADL to defend the Jew, Leo Frank, the pedophile, the rapist, the murderer, and also the resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan coming out of the lynching of Leo Frank. Lynching, of course, is the term they usually use for any extrajudicial killing. It's always carried out by a vigilante, not to say a mob, and they load the words the best they can, but the real criminals here were not just the Jew, Leo Frank, committing the crime, but the Jews who arranged to lie about the crime in the papers to try to somehow, by blackmail or payment or some other means, they got Governor Slayton to commute the death sentence of Leo Frank, which is what led to the lynching. They got him out of jail. They dragged him back to Marietta, where Mary Fagan was from, and they hanged him. And we've already done the introduction, chapter 1 and chapter 2. Today, Vanguard Audiobooks, which you can find at vnnforum.com, we're going to do chapter 3. I'll begin. Chapter 3, My Search Begins. And we've heard in the earlier chapters about what it's like to be named for Mary Fagan, which the author of this was. She wrote the book in 87. Mary Fagan was 13 when she was killed in 1913. And so this girl has grown up, and her